I'm Brian.
I'm Rebecca.
And you're listening to
Brawn Talk.
Today we're talking about
apartments.
Oh, interesting. Interesting topic. I guess relevant.
Super relevant.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell our thousands and thousands of listeners.
What's the theme of our podcast? It's marriage?
Yeah, so this is like moving into a new apartment.
This is the next step. We got engaged, we got married, and now we're thinking about buying an apartment together, long term. I guess that's part of marriage, right?
It is. Yeah. So, and today we are endorsed by Street Easy.
Oh, yeah. It's where you can find all apartments. They combine listings across many different brokers, across many different companies. StreetEasy.com, your number one source for New York City apartments.
Awesome. Yeah. So, Brian, I mean, what do you feel like is weighing the most heavily on your mind in regards to the New York City market?
Number one, land leases.
So why don't you tell our listeners about a land lease if they don't know what it is?
I'm being a little sarcastic there. Land lease is a building. Normally when you own land, like you own a house, obviously you own the land underneath it. A land lease is when a building is not actually owned by the co-op or the condo or the group. The land is owned by someone else, and then the co-op collectively leases the land. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same way in which you'd get a mortgage and you're subject to an interest rate. And let's say you don't pay it, or you know, the ability, it can go up very quickly. You don't own it, essentially. So you're on a 100-year lease, which is nice, but no one knows what's actually going to happen. Now the rate's going to go up. They could be refinanced, all this other stuff. So it's a little unsettling and therefore not as valuable. And so you can look at unbelievable apartments, crazy 4 bedrooms and 5 bedrooms at the price that you're looking for a 2 or 3 bedroom, but it's a little risky. So people generally stay away from them because you don't want to lose all your money.
Right. Well, that, thank you for that history lesson.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we share a little bit about what we're looking for? And then I want to play a fun game where I'm going to ask you, you know, like rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
And you have to just like pick what, like an answer.
Okay.
All right. So we'll do that after. So really what we're looking for is we're looking for an apartment on the Upper East Side.
Yes.
We are looking for something that is modern, up to date, so we don't have to renovate it ourselves.
Yep.
And really our main requirements are a doorman, a washer and dryer in unit.
Yes.
And
our ability to have a washer, we're happy to install one.
Right.
Right. And something, if we're educating people on the market, you're not going to find the one that you love, but a lot of these buildings, you know, you'll look at them and you'll say, oh, I want to reform it like this, this, such and such. There are a lot of rules against that. So some buildings will allow you to install a washer and dryer. Some won't. Some you can kind of transform the bathrooms in the areas. Some have very strict rules on what they call wet on wet, which is here's the dedicated space where you can build your bathroom. Anything beyond that, you can't go into someone's bedroom on the floor below you or above you because, God forbid, there was a leak or something, then it would at least be confined within the bathroom areas.
Right. Okay. So thank you for that. So we are looking for washer and dryer in units, doorman and building, modern appliances and modern just look. And then from there, we get pretty flexible. I mean, we really want a double vanity in our bathroom. We have one in our rental right now. We can't imagine downgrading.
Did you say walk-in closet already?
No, definitely some sort of walk-in closet where we can really store our clothes and feel like we can see them, which we also have now. So we're kind of spoiled in our rental in that way.
Yeah.
And then for bedrooms, we're looking for a true 2-bedroom with flexibility for a third. So that, you know,
Or a 3-bedroom.
Yes, or a 3-bedroom. So, I mean, you know, you have to outweigh the pros and cons of a lot of things.
Yeah.
So what we've realized through this process is for us, square footage is where we are willing to give up a little bit.
Yes.
We prefer to have a nice, modern AC central air, Beautiful kitchen appliances. Like, we want all of that over 200 more square feet, in our opinion. I agree with that.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that we are okay giving up on right now in our lives. Will that change in 5 years? Probably. But for now, we feel okay with kind of having less square footage for those things that I mentioned.
Yeah, and I think that's, and if you look at modern buildings in New York and the most recent ones that we've seen that are developed, they kind of fit that mold, right? They have big bedrooms with walk-ins, big bathrooms, and the living space is a little smaller. You know, you see like three bedrooms that are 1,500 square feet. And they have this combined kitchen, living, dining.
Yeah,
they,
which they do all that one apartment that we are looking at, which is nice, is you have a true separate kitchen.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rare.
That's very nice.
So, and you know, it's difficult because I do like the open kitchen layout, but I also like having space in the kitchen.
Yeah,
and
storage, sometimes pantry.
Sometimes the open kitchen layout does not leave a lot of space.
For sure.
But it what's nice about it is like the bar stools and that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are going to play a game of rapid fire.
Oh.
Where I list two items.
Okay.
And you have to pick which one is more important to you. And then you could do the same back to me.
I like this game.
But you don't get time to think about it. You just have to answer right away.
Okay.
And the whole thing is which one is more important to you.
Got it.
Okay. Here we go. Condo co-op.
Not that important. But I'd say
No. It's called, oh my gosh.
What do I prefer?
No. It's rapid fire. So I give you two options and you just pick one option. And then I go again for a new question.
Okay, condo. Okay.
Condo co-op.
Condo.
Wow. Surprised to hear
that. I thought we'd keep going.
Okay. Three full baths, no double vanity, 2.5 bath double vanity.
2.5 bath double vanity.
Walk-in closet or abundance of closets throughout the apartment.
Well, my vote would be abundance of closets throughout.
Okay. Washer, dryer, and unit or central air conditioning?
Washer and dryer and unit.
Okay. Modern kitchen appliances or modern bathroom?
Modern kitchen appliances.
Okay. Let's see. Three very big bedrooms or three smaller bedrooms and bigger living space?
Three smaller bedrooms and bigger living. Yeah. I'm old school like that.
Okay. Gym in the building or roof deck?
Gym in the building.
Roof deck or terrace in your apartment?
Roof deck.
Okay.
I don't want to pay for the extra maintenance.
Usually if there's a terrace in the apartment, it's extra maintenance?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's more square footage.
Being on the first floor or being on the 20th floor?
20th.
That's good.
Do you want to reflect on that or should I go with yours?
I guess I was surprised to hear by you prefer a condo over co-op when you're the one that's been telling me that co-ops are better priced.
Well, they are, but I'd still prefer a condo.
Oh, you're not thinking like finance-wise, you're just thinking in general,
I'd rather live in a co-op. I'm sorry, condo. You don't want to deal with the co-op board. You don't want to deal with... You kind of have more leniency and flexibility to do what you want in a condo.
Yeah, it's kind of true. If we do buy this apartment, I was thinking, like, we're going to have to interview at the co-op board.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, everyone does it.
What do they ask
Tessa
you?
Tessa did it. Remember, I was supposed to be a reference for Tessa. Sorry, we'll bleep out the name.
But did he tell you what they asked him?
No.
We should ask him on Friday.
He said they gave him an interview, and really they were just like, we're so happy to have younger people in the building. Because everyone there was like 85 or 90.
Why do they care about having younger people in the building? What does that do for the building?
I think it's just nice.
It's like more lively? Like more people will want to be participant in the co-op?
Yeah. And, you know, they're probably coming in. They're going to make it look nice. They're going to care about the building. because they live there a whole year versus the other people. It sounds like they live there during the summer and in Florida during the winter. So.
Gotcha. Okay, now it's your turn to do rapid fire to me.
Okay.
And just kind of like how I did it.
Yep.
I think it was pretty easy how I did it, right?
Yep. More, okay, additional closet or room for nightstands on both sides of the bedroom?
Additional closet.
Okay.
I mean, but that's kind of hard. Like, you need nightstands. That's
so
dumb.
Some of them are set up so you really don't have room for nightstands.
Which ones? I've never seen one like that.
I mean, it depends on how narrow the...
Can you actually name one apartment that's looked that way?
No, not off the top of my head.
So then you just made that up, literally out of thin air.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. If an apartment was like that.
Okay, go ahead.
Floor-to-ceiling windows or central air?
That's a good one. I would say central air.
That's good. Interesting. Through-the-wall AC or... electric stove instead of gas.
Through the wall is which one?
Through the wall is like...
like the AC units?
Yeah,
like
not like this.
Like what we don't want?
Yeah, like it sticks out.
Yeah, oh, electric stove. Okay. I'd get used to that.
Electric stove, yeah. I think we'd have to buy new... whatever, doesn't even matter. Would you like a third bathroom or a true third bedroom?
But how many bathrooms?
2.5 or 3.
A true third bed.
Okay.
I don't think there's a need for 3 full baths ever.
Oh, that's interesting.
For what we're looking for, we don't need it.
Right.
Okay, keep going.
Let's see. You have to redo a bathroom or you have to redo all the floors in the apartment?
All the floors. That's not that hard.
The floors, yeah.
Redoing a bathroom sounds kind of treacherous.
All right. Redoing a bathroom or redoing the California closets?
Closets.
Redoing the California closets or redoing the floors?
Closets, because I'd prefer to like have more say in what my closet looks like.
That's fair. You have to redo a shower. Because it's a shower today and has to convert to a bathtub?
Yeah.
Or you have to redo closets?
Closets. I mean, you keep asking me the same question.
Yeah, I'm getting a little hierarchy here. I think that's it.
Okay, I've got a couple other.
Okay.
What do you think is more important?
We didn't even get into location.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What do you think is more important? Address?
Yeah.
Or for resale value? What do you think is more important? Address or price?
Well, I think price, because I think address is inherently put into price.
Hmm.
I don't think one goes without the other. That's what I think.
We're probably boring our listeners with this.
No, I think they're all fascinated. They're in their 20s, or they were in their 20s at some point, and they were thinking about this. And they're thinking about their next rental, and they're thinking, oh, you know, I want to expand, and what's important to me, what's not important to me. It's not just the idea of the sale. Everyone's in the hunt for new space. All right, and then we have a poll question. Should we move to the suburbs in 5 years, yes or no? Write to our Twitter.
Okay, so now that we're about to wind down on this podcast.
We're running out of time?
Yes. As our thousands of listeners know, we are Jewish.
Oh, wow.
They know. We're very pro-Israel, pro-Judaism.
Have we mentioned that on a podcast?
Yeah,
all right.
Members on our Twitter.
Hello, tribe members.
So because it is the sweet new year starting tonight, is there anything you are hopeful for in this new year to come?
Yeah, I think generally I want everyone around me to be happy, to appreciate and enjoy life. There are a lot of ups and downs always in a year. There's a lot of ups and downs in terms of health, in terms of work, in terms of relationships, And so to just have an even keel mind to roll with the punches and persevere when those times are tough, that's what I want everyone to do and focus on in a new year. What about you?
Okay. I'm hoping this new year brings me health. That's really my main hope. And everyone around me that I love and care about, that it brings them health as well. And then happiness, but health is more important.
Yeah.
I think with health comes happiness.
I agree.
So that's really what I care about right now in my life. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we wish for. So
Lashana Tova.
Lashana Tova. We love you, listeners. We're back. We're going to be back. Get used to us. And we love you.
Love you.